Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. A very happy new year to those of you who are joining our program anew. You know, this is a two-hour program, and you can hear the first hour if you log into drhoffman.com at noon Eastern time each weekend, regardless of whether the program is heard in your neck of the woods for 2 hours. We broadcast for 2 hours via Radio America across the country. And a big shout out to our listeners in New York City. Welcome aboard. Let's get going with phone calls, 888-302-3684. The lines are open. We'd love to grapple with your health concerns, hopefully shed some intelligent medicine light on your problems. All right, it's the new year, and one of the articles that I posted at drhoffman.com last week, the top 10 resolutions you can actually keep. And during this hour, I'm going to try to march through them. Because, well, a lot of people make impractical resolutions. When it comes to New Year's resolutions, actually most people are miserable failures. I looked it up. According to a recent study, a lot of Americans make New Year's resolutions. Some people have given up. You know, they're just, it's just forget about it. They've had a bad track record, so they're not even going to go there. But 45% of Americans optimistically make New Year's resolutions. But according to statistics, a mere 8% attain success. And of course, not surprisingly, losing weight tops the list of Americans' most popular resolutions. And staying healthy clocks in at number 5. I think you can see the problem with some of these resolutions. They're rather vague. And without explicit goals and specific implementation plans, and also a sense of realism, because if your New Year's goal is to lose 40 pounds, maybe, just maybe, you're going to be disappointed, right? So make realistic New Year's resolutions. We're going to talk a lot about this in January, about how you can follow through on New Year's resolutions. Our first interview this week in our podcast series, which not heard on radio, but you can check it out via drhoffman.com. You can subscribe via iTunes. You can follow us in our newsletter. Is going to be about how to make sure that your New Year's resolutions are going to garner a greater degree of success than 8%. Okay, but so in that spirit, let me share with you some of my top 10 health resolutions for 2015 that you can keep. And the first one, and this is very important, is use a tracker. Apps and wearables are now revolutionizing self-care. This is the year in which Apple will introduce the iWatch, and it's a wearable device that will enable us to monitor a lot of what we do. And it's going to set off a revolution, because it's an open source app. In other words, developers are encouraged to come up with innovative ways to use the technology. And more apps, the apps are going to just proliferate. And right now, we've got plenty of devices. We've got the Fitbit, the Jawbone. I even realized that my iPhone, I now have the new iPhone 6, tracks my steps every day. And if what's interesting about that is I really didn't think it was going to do much for my desire to walk around and be active, because I'm physically active already, and I keep track of how far I go in the pool. You know, this week I swam a mile in the pool. Yesterday I ran 4 miles. You know, I keep track of the stuff that I do in terms of strength training, you know, the number of reps and the amount of weight. So I track it mentally. I didn't, you know, pencil and paper, or, you know, just keeping a track in my head. But when you see it on a device, you actually are incentivized to do more. It turns out that 2,000 steps is about a mile, and you can actually track how much you exert And you can track other things. You can track your sleep. You can track your food intake. You can determine the caloric and nutritional value of the foods that you're taking in, the macronutrient distribution, the carb count, for example. All these things will be available to you with this wonderful world of technology. The possibilities are limitless, and the abundant feedback is going to be accurate, informative, and above all, motivational. So, number one resolution for my top 10 in 2015, pick a device and commit to logging your healthy behaviors in 2015. There's really something to it. It's going to make it, it's going to make you more likely to pay attention and succeed. All right. So number two is lose 5% of your body weight, 5%. Now, a lot of people can say, well, you know, I weigh 220 pounds and I want to get down to 175. So let's do the math here. If I lose 11 pounds, I'm still going to be, you know, 209 pounds. And that's not good. I'm still going to be fat. Well, what about making your resolution just a little bit more modest? Just 5%. Because studies show that fully one half of persons on high blood pressure medication can actually wean off drugs if they were to lose merely 5% of their weight. So that's pretty good. And, you know, even if you don't attain your ideal body weight, taking off 5 to 12 pounds, 12 pounds based on a, 225-pound person, depending on your physique, it's going to dramatically reduce your heart disease, cancer, and dementia risk. So how might you do this? Well, you know, let's get practical. You're saying, well, lose. Okay, we'll lose. That's vague. You know, that sometimes you go to the doctor. The doctor says, well, you got to lose weight. Lose weight. Okay, goodbye. We're next patient. And you're left high and dry. A practical way of losing that 5% of your body weight, check out my guidelines for the salad and salmon diet. It's a palatable, realistic way to gradually shed pounds. And essentially, you eat as if the flour mill had never been invented. It's a modified Mediterranean diet. It's lower in carbs. It allows some animal protein. And it's got a lot of plant nutrition, but less in the way of starchy vegetables. Lots of omega-3 fatty acids, lots of olive oil, and you are permitted wine and alcohol if that suits you. Use a food tracker to monitor the caloric and nutrient content of your meals, because that's going to, you know, there's nothing like giving people a food diary to make them more conscious and aware of the food that otherwise they'd be inhaling unconsciously without any thought about it. All right, in terms of exercise, 3 times 30, that's the rule. Break a sweat for 30 minutes per day, 3 times per week. Now, for some people, that doesn't sound like very much. For some of you, that sounds like, oh my goodness, that's unattainable. But more frequent and prolonged bouts of exertion may be preferable, according to studies. But they're kind of an 80-20 rule. You get 80% of the benefit from 30 minutes 3 times per week. If you want to exercise every day for an hour and a half, well, maybe you'll go up to, you know, 95%, from 80% of the benefit to 95%. But you still, and for the vast majority of people, they don't have the time or the, you know, energy or motivation, or they're not obsessive enough, you know, to exercise the way the government recommends it, you know, 5 times a week for an hour. That is an unrealistic goal for many. And you can get a lot of the benefit out of a 3 times 30 regimen. But remember, the exercise did not consist of, you know, as walking a dog around the block. That's later. It's one of the other exercise resolutions is walk. You got to break a sweat. If you do not need a shower after your bout of exercise, well, you just ain't hitting it. And you can use a tracker to monitor your heart rate. You can use a tracker, obviously, to monitor the distance you're going if you're fast walking. You can use a tracker to monitor the amount of weight you've lifted or the distance you went on the treadmill or the amount you pedaled on the exercise bike. Or there are devices you can attach to your bike that tell you how far you've gone. But use those devices to set milestones for you. But 3 times 30, if you're consistent, will do a heck of a lot of good for you. All right, 888-302-3684. We'll march through some of these top 10 resolutions during this hour and take your phone calls. Happy New Year, everyone. Let's get healthy in 2015. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System. A complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
We know probiotics are good for digestive health, but what about your skin? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products can disrupt the balance of the friendly bacteria on your skin. That's why Dr. O'Hara's probiotics merge ancient Japanese fermentation skills with probiotic and prebiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line to help revive and support balanced microecology for healthy skin. Their Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, promotes optimal skin ecology while clarifying and rebalancing even sensitive skin without drying. Their Magoroku lotion combines Dr. O'Hara's award-winning pre- and probiotic isolate with 14 oxygenating plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to restore your glow. Research confirms it inhibits growth of harmful bacteria that can cause skin disorders. Use it alone or with your favorite serums. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine stores.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684. Should you want to get into the doctor's office and pose a question in 2015, we're here live and we're available to solve your medical conundrum. 888-302-3684. All right, one of our most exciting podcasts in 2014 was about a book called The Nitric Oxide Solution with Dr. Nathan Bryan. He's a researcher at the University of Texas, and he shared with us some real breakthroughs in nitric oxide science, which I think is going to be the basis for a real exciting new chapter in nutrition. Because, and this actually one of our new sponsors that we acquired, you'll be hearing more about them in 2015, Super Beets. Very exciting because beetroot juice has really created waves in professional competition because clinical studies have proven that two glasses of beetroot juice per day can increase stamina by an incredible 16%. And, you know, I have to say, I was experiencing a bit of a power failure this summer. And I was thinking, you know, I turned 62. Yeah, maybe this is the new normal. A little less energy, a little less stamina. And then I picked up Super Beets. They sent me samples because they said, we want you to be acquainted with this product before you talk about it. And I started taking it on a regular basis prior to each workout. And I got to say, my performance is going through the roof. I'm back swimming, cycling, and running, and in the weight room with energy and stamina that is just amazing. I'm really enjoying it. Super Beets helps your body create nitric oxide, which helps you boost circulation and relax arteries and maintain healthy blood pressure. So that's an added dividend. And it's easy to take because I don't really like drinking beet juice. It tastes kind of grody and it's a mess. You can get the benefits of three whole beets in just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. So here's the deal. Kick off the new year with a shot of good health. You can call now, and with your first order of Super Beets, they'll send you a bonus canister free. That's a good deal. Drink Super Beets for just 1 week, and I think you'll feel the results or get your money back. Go to intelligentbeets.com. That's intelligentbeets, www.spryfood.com or call 1-800-738-2198. That's 1-800-738-2198. And once again, 800-738-2198 or intelligentbeats.com. All right, marching through this year's New Year's resolutions, walk a mile. That's number four, at a brisk but comfortable pace. And once again, you can use your tracker. Most new phones have them built in. And make sure your steps add up to at least a mile a day. That should be, for some of you, that's a lot. For some of you, like for me, these days I walk to work, which is about 2 miles. And I, on an average day, I'm walking, you know, between the other walking I do, it's usually at the very least 3 or 4 miles. But that's a great way to get your requisite exercise. There's lots of studies on walking that show the health benefits of walking. And keep that. Some people say, well, I ask people, do you exercise? And they say, well, I walk. And that's good, but you need to do additional exercise. That was breaking a sweat for 30 minutes 3 times per week. But in addition, as a baseline, at the very least, every single day, walk a mile and use a tracker to keep track of your exertions. All right, let's talk to Dominic on Long Island. How you doing, Dominic? Hello, Dominic, are you there? Hello, Dominic.
Yeah.
Hey, Dominic, how you doing?
Well, I could be better, but I was just listening to you talking about the Mediterranean diet.
And
sure.
Yeah.
What throws me is you're saying that the alcohol could be a part of it, but yet the alcohol is destroying nutrients.
The alcohol is destroying nutrients?
Sure. Well,
yeah. Well, tell that to every civilization that has used alcohol to some degree or another since time immemorial, and humans have survived and even thrived. And the French, who drink a heck of a lot of wine, do real well in terms of cardiovascular disease, considering that they're eating pâté de foie gras and really fatty foods. So that's the alcohol paradox or the French paradox encapsulated. Why do you say that? Are you convinced that alcohol is a poison to the system?
Well, I've studied the fact that it destroys B complex, vitamin C.
It does to a certain. I mean, if you drink it to a very high degree, you absolutely will, damage your organs and compromise your nutrition. But that's overly simplistic to say that wine and beer destroy nutrients. They actually have helpful polyphenols, beer polyphenols from hops and wine polyphenols from the Pinot Noir grapes. They actually have distinct health benefits, and wine somewhat thins the blood, so don't worry. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're like me, you don't have time to be sick, yet our busy lifestyles can leave us vulnerable. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Do you know that in Japanese, kayo means strength? This winter, find your immune strength with 4 key natural immune-boosting supplements from our friends at Kyolic. It's what I call the Kyolic Advantage, and what I use myself. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract 103 for natural immune wellness and cardiovascular health. Since 70% of your immune system is in the digestive tract, Kyodophilus bolsters immunity and gut health with shelf-stable beneficial bacteria. On the go, try Kyo Green, a convenient powdered greens drink mix that offers a natural source of key vitamins and minerals. And don't forget ModuCare, a unique combination of plant sterols proven effective at balancing and strengthening immunity. So eat right, exercise, and get the Kyolic Advantage to optimize your immune health today. Available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684. We're here live. We can take your phone inquiries. We welcome them. What would intelligent medicine be without celebrity news? In the news this week, Senate Democratic leader and former majority leader, now I guess he's a minority leader, has left the hospital after breaking ribs and facial bones after sustaining some nasty injuries during his home exercise routine. Don't do this. Be careful. Apparently, he was using one of these stretch bands, and the stretch band broke, and he fell. And it's not funny. He broke several ribs and bones in his face. An elastic exercise band broke, and it snapped and hit Reed in the face. Well, that must have hurt. Youch. Causing him to fall down. And as he fell, Reed struck part of the equipment and broke several bones near his right. So who says exercise is good for you? Exercise can be very hazardous to your health. He's an accident-prone guy. Maybe we should call social services because he keeps showing up all bruised and battered. Maybe have his wife investigated. But anyway, regardless of her political affiliation, we wish him well. And it's bad enough becoming the minority leader. Now he's got to show up with a black eye, literally. Bono of U2, lead singer for U2, frontman, says that he may not ever play guitar again. In a lengthy 6,000-word manifesto, he laments that after his bike accident this fall, where he crashed in Central Park, breaking his ribs, having a compound fracture of his elbow with a bone sticking out and breaking several facial bones, that he may not ever play the guitar again. And interestingly, and by the way, what is it about these 50-something guys? Because I did this when I was, 53? Something like that. He's just turned 50. And so heroically, he's riding his bike and crashes like I did. I broke my hip. And amazingly, we share the same surgeon. Whenever you crack up in New York, you go to this guy. He's the trauma surgeon par excellence in New York. His name is Dr. Dean Lorich. And I owe to him my ability to run, bike, and swim and do everything I want to do without any impediment whatsoever. It was great. Really turned out fantastic. I thought I was going to limp like Chester in Gunsmoke for the rest of my life, but he did a great job on me. Unfortunately, Bono's injuries were more extensive, and he says he may never play the guitar again. And Lindsay Lohan is even more of a mess this week. She announced that she has contracted chikungunya virus during a sojourn in beautiful bucolic French Polynesia. In fact, unfortunately, there are mosquitoes there which carry the debilitating chikungunya virus, which is something that causes terrible aches and pains. It can resemble rheumatoid arthritis. It's a little like dengue fever, which has made its way into the Western Hemisphere. And chikungunya is actually now in the Caribbean. But she was in French Polynesia and now is recuperating from a painful bout of chikungunya. And finally, the father of Viagra has been knighted. What do you call the guy who invented Viagra? You call him Sir. Dr. Simon Campbell received his knighthood for services to chemistry. And I would have to say also for services to mankind. It was amazing. The facts behind Viagra are very interesting. Initially developed as a heart drug designed to dilate the arteries in the heart, that they did the research and they said, you know, they had a bunch of volunteers do the research and they said, okay, thank you very much for doing the research. Here's your money. And one of the volunteers sheepishly asked the guy running the experiment and said, yeah, where can we get a hold of some of this stuff after this trial is over? And they said, well, this drug may never be developed because it really didn't work that well for the heart. And he said, yeah, but I kind of like to get a hold of some of this. Well, why is it you're so interested in this drug? Well, you know, I'd rather not say, well, come on, tell us really, what is it about this drug that makes it so appealing? Well, yeah, and Viagra was born, and the rest is history. It's scientific serendipity. A heart drug became a major erectile dysfunction medication and has literally revolutionized the world of sexuality for men and for their partners because of this individual, Sir Simon Campbell. We tip your hat to you today. All right, 888-302-3684. Let's march through our top 10 New Year's resolutions you can actually keep. And the fifth one, and this is very important, it's much overlooked, is sleep seven. Sleep seven. Sleep at least 7 hours a night, because sleep deprivation takes a major toll on your health. The average American sleeps approximately 2 hours less than in 1900. Can you imagine that? Well, 1900 marks the advent of electric lighting. A lot of you watch Downton Abbey, and in Downton Abbey, that show historically records the advent of they put electric lighting into the house. And Lady Violet, when she sees that she's the dowager grandmother of the family, and when she sees she finds the electric light, it's very unpleasant. She says, "Oh, I must shade my eyes from the brightness of this light. It is so bright and unnatural." And that's what happened in the year 1910, approximately. We electrified our homes. We have electric lights and devices, and that keeps us up to unreasonable hours. So log your sleep time, and remember, weekend catch-up sleep doesn't count, because you can't just go through sleep deprivation the entire week and then sleep a lot during the weekend. You'll throw off your sleep cycle. You'll have trouble getting to sleep Sunday night, and you'll feel exhausted Monday morning. No good. Regular sleep habits can fend off obesity, diabetes, hypertension, depression, and importantly, accidents, because a lot of the accidents that occur no longer so much due to drunk driving, because of the successful campaign to eradicate drunk drivers. The penalties are so severe now, and the enforcement much more ubiquitous. A lot of people crashing because they're exhausted. They just fall out at the wheel, crash their cars. All right, number six. Fast, but don't fast in the traditional way. I mean, if you want to and that's your thing, go ahead and fast. Many religions exalt fasting as a means of purification. It's also healthy, because there's a new science called intermittent fasting, which suggests that short bouts of fasting for as little as 14 hours, that would be the time between the time that you stop eating early at night and the time that you have your first meal the next day, that non-eating combats inflammation and can actually extend longevity. It may help to preserve your telomeres, the little caps at the end of your chromosomes, which may determine your potential for living a long life. So a simple and painless way to implement intermittent fasting is to limit your eating window to just 10 hours per day. For example, have breakfast at 9, no food at all after 7 at night. And by the way, it's a great way to lose weight, because erratic food consumption occurs most often during the witching hours late at night. And that can really help you. Food rules. Fast 14 in 2015. All right, 888-302-3684. We'll take more of your calls and march through the rest of these top 10 resolutions that you can actually keep in 2015. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with you.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684. We're marching through the top 10 resolutions that you can actually keep. You can find them at drhoffman.com. We'll get to them in just a moment. But Joan in Pennsylvania, how are you doing?
Hi, doctor.
Hi.
I just had a blood test done for my B12 level, and it was almost 1,300. And I don't take a B12 supplement, and I don't eat beef, red meat.
Yeah. Oops. Did we lose her? I guess we did. But, you know, I get the essence of the question. So the question is going to be, how in the heck do I have such a high B12? I don't take a B12 supplement, and I don't eat red meat. Well, you know, B12 is an interesting vitamin because some people can eat tons of red meat and take B12 supplementation, and they still have a low B12 because they have a problem with absorption. This is a classic example of it's not you are what you eat, it's you are what you absorb. And some patients malabsorb B12 if they take certain drugs like acid-blocking medication, or if they have a condition called pernicious anemia, then they sometimes need B12 shots to bypass their digestive tract, which just isn't any good at absorbing B12. They lack an intrinsic factor, which is a necessary factor for helping them to absorb the B12. So you're the converse. You're someone who doesn't take much B12, but you have high B12. It turns out B12 actually may be manufactured in your intestinal tract by your microbiome, the bacteria that inhabit your intestinal tract. And a lot of people call and say, or people come to my office and say, oh my goodness, my B12 is high. They told me stop taking vitamins. Well, having a high B12 is not a problem at all. It is only a problem on the downside. Nobody became toxic from excess B12. This is in contradistinction to some vitamins, which you can become toxic with, like vitamin A and vitamin D. You don't want too much of those because those can be toxic at very high levels. B12, water-soluble vitamin, not a problem. Let's get to Linda from New Jersey. How are you doing, Linda?
Hello.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, how are you? My question to you is that I have osteopenia, and I'm in my 70s, and they want me to go on Fosamax, and I don't want to do that.
Well, that's a mistake. That's a mistake. You know, I got to say, you know, and I don't like to contravene other doctors' recommendations, but those drugs are not designed and not approved for mere osteopenia. They're designed for treatment of osteoporosis. And osteopenia means that you just have a normal decline in bone density that's age appropriate. So strontium. All right. Strontium is one of the things that I use for treating osteoporosis. And sometimes we use it for severe osteopenia to fend off bone loss. What's your question about strontium?
My question is that I have erythrocytosis, and I have so I could get blood clots.
Let me tell our listeners what that is. Erythrocytosis is a condition where you have excess red blood cells. And that sounds like, well, too much of a good thing. Most people are worried they have anemia. They have not enough red blood cells. What happens when you have too many red blood cells? Well, too many red blood cells can cause your blood to be thick and sludge, like, you know, pea soup. And so there's a risk of blood clots with you. So the question is, can you take strontium if you're at risk for blood clots?
Right.
And my recommendation is not, because number one, you don't even have osteoporosis. You can strengthen your bones with less strong things. There are studies in England that suggest that people who are at high risk for blood clots should probably not take strontium. Now, that's going to scare a lot of people, but I'm saying high risk of blood clots. I've treated hundreds of patients with strontium, and I haven't had a single patient have a blood clot. But in an abundance of caution, if you're prone to blood clots, I might say maybe don't use it, especially if you don't need to use it. You could use vitamin D, and you could use Ostera, which contains hops, and you could use other things like vitamin K. By the way, vitamin K does prevent bleeding, but it won't increase blood clots. It's not, many doctors think that, oh, you can't take vitamin K because it causes blood clots. It doesn't cause blood clots. It just prevents excess bleeding from vitamin K deficiency. And you can take osteosupport, which is a mix of healthy nutrients that support bone. And that may be enough. That may be enough to stave off osteoporosis. I'd have to look at your case individually. I see a lot of people for this problem. But, I'm just thinking, strontium is probably not going to be a problem. But just in an abundance of caution, you got this condition. Maybe that's something to stay away from. Yeah. All right.
Is it okay if your vitamin D3 level when you take it is 66?
That's great. That's a great level. That's a perfect level. Because you want to shoot for a vitamin D level 60 or 70 when you're dealing with osteoporosis. Because, you know, it's when you get your vitamin D checked, sometimes it'll be considered normal. It's like, okay, it's 29. Okay, well, they consider a deficiency is less than 20. So with 29, 33, that's okay. Well, actually, you can't really build bone unless your vitamin D is above 40. So even if you're taking one of these powerful medications, it's a mistake to not optimize your vitamin D into the 40-plus range, 40, 50, 60, 70, even up to, you know, 80 or 90 is fine. Over 100, we got to watch out because that can court the risk of vitamin D overdose. All right. So you're on the right track. You're on the right track with a vitamin D at 66. I got to share with our listeners the rest of my top 10 resolutions for 2015, if you'll permit me. Thanks for calling. All right. Number seven is fidget. Fidget. You know, it's been said that sitting is the new smoking. Have you heard that? Okay. Why is it? Well, studies actually show that if you sit too long, even if you exercise, sitting for prolonged periods of time, uninterrupted, counteracts the beneficial effects of exercise, and it causes your muscles to atrophy and your blood to sludge and your heart to get weak and all manner of havoc in addition to messing up your back. So even if you're an exerciser, fidget. That means get up, jump around, walk around the office. Make sure you set your wearable to alarm you every 45 minutes or so. So that you can make a quick circuit around your home or office because, and I'm a fidgeter. I mean, I'm up and down, I'm running around, you know, and even though I'm confined to the office for many hours a day, I always get up and walk around, you know, I go look at the vitamin dispensary, I talk to people, I walk around, I go to, you know, talk to the patients who are sitting in the waiting room. It's important to get the blood circulating. So fidget. That's number seven. Number eight, add vitamin D. I think everybody knows about the benefits of vitamin D. The evidence is mounting. Vitamin D reduces your risk of death from all causes. Most adults will do fine with 2,000 international units of vitamin D, but we're learning more about vitamin D, and there are new studies are suggesting that it's your genetics that influence whether you need more vitamin D or whether a small amount will suffice. We'll learn more about this because I'm doing genetic testing in 2015. That's going to be the theme of a lot of what I'm talking about as we learn more about how the genes influence our diets and our nutritional requirements. That's the science of the future. Take fish oil. That's number nine. Everybody knows about the benefits of fish oil. Most people aren't getting enough. And for specific conditions, we require very high doses indeed of fish oil. For example, if you have high triglycerides, you want to take maybe six. If you have bipolar disorder, you may want to take six capsules of fish oil. Most ordinary folks, me personally, I take two capsules of high-potency pharmaceutical-grade fish oil daily. In addition, I supplement my diet with plenty of oily fish. Lots and lots of fresh salmon is even canned salmon will do the trick. Sardines, herring. You name it, tuna packs a little bit of a wallop of mercury, so limit your tuna intake. But fish oil, number nine, make sure you get adequate amounts. And if you're not sure you're getting an adequate amount, there's a neat test that we do at the Hoffman Center. We actually look at your omega-3-6 ratio. And some people believe that that is a better predictor of your cardiovascular disease risk than your cholesterol and HDL. The ratio of your oils like EPA and DHA to the omega-6 oils that you find in shortening and salad dressing and fried foods, that can determine your cardiovascular risk. And many people have enough fish oil or omega-3. They just have too much omega-6 in their diet. So cut your omega-6, increase your omega-3, improve your ratio, not just, you know, pile on a lot of fish oil pills. Change your ratio. And finally, number 10 is boost your magnesium, because refined junk foods are almost bereft of magnesium. No magnesium there. Plus, our lifestyles deplete our magnesium. Stress, alcohol, excess sugar, being sick. For instance, when I had my accident where I broke my hip on my bicycle, my magnesium levels plummeted. I was in shock. That's a common symptom of shock. And so severely ill patients, often very low in magnesium, many commonly used medications deplete it. And it turns out one study suggests that 68% of Americans are magnesium deficient. So make sure that you take capsules or tablets delivering 150 to 200 milligrams of elemental magnesium per day. Read the supplement labels carefully because it's tricky. It's what you want is elemental magnesium. And I provide a table at drhoffman.com that shows you the good dietary sources of magnesium. And, oh, by the way, coming back to that nutrient tracker, remember New Year's resolution number one, use a tracker. Your nutrient tracker can help you assess the adequacy of your daily intake. So a very happy New Year to all of you, and let's make it a healthy one. Follow up on these recommendations. Check them out at drhoffman.com. Thanks for joining us this weekend. Have a great one. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.